The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 23, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 21st, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 23.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yanno vrajant yagabido rachana nuvadach.
Shrinvanti yanya vishaya kukatamatigni.
Yastu shruta hata bhagair nirvata saras.
Tangstan chipant yashara neshu tamasuhanta.
Yan no vrajant yagabidho rachana nuvadach.
Shrinvanti yanya vishaya kukata matigni.
Yastu shruta hata bhagair nirbirata saras.
Tangstan chipant yashara neshu tamasuhanta.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. It is very much regrettable that unfortunate people did not discuss the description of the Vaikuntha planets, but engage in topics which are unworthy to hear and which bewilder one's intelligence. Those who give up the topics of Vaikuntha and take to talk of the material world are thrown into the darkest region of ignorance. Purport. The most unfortunate persons are the impersonalists, who cannot understand the transcendental variegatedness of the spiritual world. They are afraid to talk about the beauty of the Vaikuntha planets because they think that variegatedness must be material. Such impersonalists think that the spiritual world is completely void, or in other words, that there is no variegatedness. This mentality is described here as kukata mati ni, intelligence bewildered by unworthy words. The philosophies of voidness and the impersonal situation of the spiritual world are condemned here because they bewilder one's intelligence. How can the impersonalist and the void philosopher think of this material world, which is full of variegatedness, and then say that there is no variegatedness in the spiritual world? It is said that this material world is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So unless there is variegatedness in the spiritual world, how can there be temporary variegatedness in the material world? That one can transcend this material world does not imply that there is no transcendental variegatedness. Here in the Bhagavatam, in this verse particularly, it is stressed that people who try to discuss and understand the real subject nature of the spiritual sky and the Vaikunthas are fortunate. The variegatedness of the Vaikuntha planets is described in relation to the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But instead of trying to understand the spiritual abode and the spiritual activities of the Lord, people are more interested in politics and economic developments. They hold many conventions, meetings, and discussions to solve the problems of this worldly situation where they can remain only for a few years, but they are not interested in understanding the spiritual situation of the Vaikuntha world. If they are at all fortunate, they become interested in going back home, back to Godhead, but unless they understand the spiritual world, they rot in this material darkness continuously.
Vande ha Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sajaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha.
So it's pretty clear. Become interested to hear about Vaikuntha or rat in this material existence. There's no third option being given. So each of us can analyze ourselves. How eager are we to hear about Vaikuntha? When there is discussion of the transcendental spiritual sky, are we eager to go and hear that discussion? Or would we rather sleep? Or eat? Or mate? Or defend? You can honestly analyze your own heart. And then you can understand what is your next birth. If we're not that interested, then we won't be forced to go there. Krishna doesn't want to impose something on us that we're not very interested in. If we want to go back to Godhead, we should be very eager to hear about that transcendental spiritual sky. We're not eager, why Krishna would send us to that place. So what if we find ourselves in the unfortunate position that even though we know we should be eager to hear about it, we're not so eager to hear about it. And we recognize that that's a very precarious position to be in. There's a danger of not going back to Godhead and indeed taking birth again.
How do we rectify them? Well, the medicine and the cure are actually the same thing in this case. In other words, the healthy state and the medicine for achieving the healthy state, they are the same. The healthy state is to be completely captivated by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and His transcendental love. And the means of achieving that healthy, enlightened state is to engage yourself in a regulated way in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and His above. This is why regulated devotional service, sadhana bhakti, is very important. We see that people are very regulated for making money. They will get up on time, they will get to work on time so they can keep their job. Even if they have to, some jobs require getting to work very early. At 5 o'clock in the morning. In those days they go to work, they'll be up very early, every day without fail. But if we ask someone to get up early for Mangal Arati, no, I want to sleep. You see the problem then? Problema. It's a big problema. According to our inclination, we achieve that destination. If we are inclined to sleep, what is a very good body for sleeping? Bare body.
Is it?
If one is inclined to eat without any discrimination, the body of a svinya is awaiting you. So we have to be very careful. What interest are we cultivating? Are we training ourselves day by day, moment by moment, how to become more and more and more and more and more interested in Krishna? I can tell you one of the dangers is this. If I think, oh, I'm totally interested in Krishna, you see, we're deluding ourselves. Oh yes, I love Krishna. What did Lord Chaitanya say? He said, I have no love for Krishna. And the proof is that even though I am separated from Him at this minute, I'm not leaving my body. If I truly loved Him, I could not tolerate being separated from Him, and I would die immediately in the pain of His separation. This is Lord Chaitanya's definition of Krishna consciousness. So we plunge so deeply into the anguish of Krishna's separation that we want to die immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Is any of us in that intense bhakti mood? No. We're still attracted to material sense gratification. So we have to take a realistic view of our position, our spiritual position. We have to honestly admit that we are neophytes. And we need to be rectified from our neophyte mentality. Neophyte means he's torn between Krishna and Maya, you see. He can't quite make up his mind yet. He's trying to make up his mind, but he's feeling the pull, you see. Krishna and Maya, Krishna and Maya. In other words, we have to recognize that we are presently in a diseased state of consciousness. That requires immediate remedial action. We should feel that every item of sadhana bhakti is the greatest blessing upon me. If you're dying of a painful disease, and you find a doctor that gives you the medicine that will relieve the pain and cure the disease, will you postpone going to the pharmacy to pick up your prescription? Well, maybe tomorrow I'll get my prescription. Or how about next week? Maybe next year I'll pick up the prescription. No, you'll go immediately. After you leave the doctor's office, immediately you will go to the pharmacy to pick up your prescription. Because you're eager to become cured, get relief from the pain, and to get relief from the disease itself. So how much eager we should be to fully apply the principles of Krishna consciousness. Not next year, not next week, not tomorrow, not in an hour from now, not in a minute from now, but at this very, very second. This sort of intense desire to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness must exist in the heart of the devotee. Otherwise, he will not make any progress on the pathway back to Godhead. Or at best, his progress will be very, very, very slow. It will take many, many lifetimes for him to go back to Godhead. But if we become very, very keen that I must fully surrender to Krishna now, to the best of my ability, begging Krishna for his help, please bestow pure prema bhakti upon me as soon as possible. Intensely begging Krishna for pure bhakti. There's a very nice prayer to do that. You know that prayer? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We should beg with great intensity every day for Krishna to bestow upon us pure devotional service. And begging Radharani also. By Hare, by calling Hare, we are calling to Radharani. our mother, Radharani, and our father, Krishna. We are begging for their mercy. To pull us out of this fallen condition and bring us back to our original pure state of Krishna consciousness. So, we have a few minutes left. 15 minutes, I'll leave for questions. This is my last lecture. So if you have a question, now's your chance to ask it. Yeah, go ahead.
Many times bhakti is related to physical efforts, and sometimes the body cannot stand it. So what to do in this case?
So you have to pace yourself. Just like in the sport called track, where they run, do the running, that running sport. I don't know what you do here, but in the U.S. they have what's called the 50-yard dash. It's a very short run, 50 yards only. It's something like 50 meters. Meter is pretty close to a year. They run for 50 yards, and they put all their energy at 50 yards, you see. And there's another running event called the marathon race. It's 26 miles. And that's around a 30-kilometer race, you see. Now, on that 30-kilometer race, they cannot run like they would on the 50-yard dash, you see. They have to pace themselves, understanding, I have to keep going for 26 miles. So we have to pace ourselves, figuring, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 years of service. So in this way you utilize your body so that you don't burn it out, so that you can go on serving for 80 years Krishna. But don't make that an excuse that therefore I won't go to Mangalarti, I won't rise early in the morning. You can't. You have to be careful not to make some excuse. But take sufficient rest. That's important. But don't just sleep. Have to engage nicely in devotional service every day. And whatever rest is required, you take that, but not more than what is required. Any other questions?
How to fight tamoguna more effectively, but how to increase your desire to get up early in the morning?
Well, a good loud alarm clock is a good starting point. And if that doesn't work, you can always have two alarm clocks. The second one goes off 2 minutes later after the first one. You can put the alarm clock on the other side of the room also. So you have to get up and walk across the room to turn it off. If you have the association of devotees, then it's easy. You just ask one of the god brothers to make sure you get up. You tell him this, even if you have to throw water on my face, get me up. But if you're alone, then you can use the alarm clock technique. Go to bed as early as possible, also it makes it a lot easier. The rule in our ashrams is by 10 o'clock, all the lights should be up. Everyone should be asleep by 10 p.m. Don't waste time with just frivolous talk into the late hours of the night. And understand that this tamagun is my greatest enemy. One should be very aggressive to defeat tamagun. Does that answer your question sufficiently? Next question.
Why do we have difficulty in waking up for Mangalarti and not for the job?
You have the translation for the people.
Как така ни е трудно да ставаме за Мангаларти, пък не ни е трудно да ходим на работа, да ставаме за ходим на работа.
You see, for Rajagun, for making money, then there we can get out of Tamagun. But for Sattvagun, we find it difficult to get out of Tamagun. Because Rajagun, in the beginning, is very tasty. And Tamagun, Sattvagun, may be sometimes poisonous in the beginning. So we have to be intelligent and realize how the gunas work. We have to not be under the influence of the gunas. We have to use the gunas in Krishna's service. Actually, one should have a passion for attending Mangalarti. If you can't celebrate it at the temple, you should celebrate it at home. Everybody should have a Mangalarti habit. Rise early and offer the arti. If you have a tight schedule, even if it's a short one, it's okay. If you're on a very tight schedule, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Sing their Gavastakam prayers. There's a special boon given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. For one who sings the Gravastakam prayers during the Brahma Muhurta, he states that anyone who sings these prayers during the Brahma Muhurta, they are guaranteed at the time of death to have the direct service of Krishna in Vrindavan. So if I gave you a ticket and I said, this ticket is a guarantee that when you leave your body, you will wake up in Vrindavan in the direct service of Lord Krishna himself. Would you like that ticket? I would just say, no, I'm not interested. If you would like to have such a ticket, that upon leaving your body, you're guaranteed to wake up in Krishna's pastimes, serving the Lord.
Ако
then you should understand that ticket is Mangal Arti every day. Gurvastakam prayers every morning. That's the ticket. And you can take it or leave it. No one's going to force you. It's your choice. Do you want, but it's whether you want to wake up in Krishna's pastimes or not when you leave your body. You can do what you like. But I've given you the formula. You can apply it or you cannot apply it according to your free will. But I'm going to be in Krishna's pastime. And I hope to see you there. Yes.
He has two Mangal Arati questions. And the first one is, if you miss the Mangal Arati at the Brahma Muhurta time, can you make up later? What is the latest hour to make?
Well, Prabhupada one time said that those who miss Mangal Arati, they can make up by distributing one Krishna book before they take prasadam. That is the penance. You fast until you distribute one Krishna book. That happened to me. I was traveling with His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami. And some of us were asleep on the bus. I guess we were guarding it at night. We were staying at a temple in Washington, D.C. And somehow or other, I had no alarm. I don't know how, but I didn't wake up from Mangal Arati. One morning only. So Vishnu Jamar said, okay, no prasadam until you distribute one Krishna book. So I took my plate and I took it in one hand and a Krishna book in the other. And I went on Sankirtan. Then after I distributed my Krishna book, then I took prasadam. That way I made up for missing Mangal Arati, according to Prabhupada's instruction. So if you can't wake up very, very early, this prescribed time, then a little later you could do. Something's better than nothing. If you can't have Mangal Arati at 4:30, then have it at 5 a.m.
What is the latest hour one can do?
Before sunrise. After sunrise, and you should still do it, but it's not really the full thing. Every devotee should be up before the sunrise. When Surya comes in, Surya should not see any of the devotees sleeping when he comes. Every devotee should be out of bed before the sunrise. Next question. Yeah.
His other question was, what is the shortest form of Mangal Arati? You said if your schedule is tight, you can shorten it. What is the shortest form?
You should sing the Gravastakam prayers, and you should sing the Pranam Mantra to Prabhupada. Sing the Gravastakam prayers, sing the Panchatattva Mantra 3 times, and chant Hare Krishna. And then a little Hare Haraya at the end. That much you should do.
Pranam Mantra to Shiva Prabhupada, след това Гурвашта молитвите, Панчататтва Махамантра 3 пъти, и Хари Кришна, и Хари Харая. Това поне това.
And then the Premadvani prayers and Shringa
prayers.
And if possible, Tulsi worship also. Every householder should keep Tulsi. Otherwise, how are you going to offer food to Krishna? If you want him to accept the offering, there must be Tulsi leaf. Without Tulsi, Krishna says, no Tulsi leaf, get it out of here. Anything else? We have actually we're over time now. Purusha Chaita Prabhu, are you ready? He said yes. Okay, that's it. So we thank you all very much for your kindly receiving us here in our brief visit to Bulgaria. Kindly take this process very seriously. Become the pure devotees of Krishna and make all of your countrymen Krishna conscious. Save them from this hellish nightmare of material existence. If you actually love them, you will try your best to save them. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.